This is Teen Quest Live, where we create conversations about youth culture, parenting, and issues facing teenagers in today's world. Here's our host, Mark Witt.
I believe the high school campus is one of the greatest mission fields in America. I believe the junior high school and senior high school students are hungry for truth. It takes caring Christian leaders who are dedicated in reaching these students to present them truth. Doors are opening in Western Pennsylvania and throughout all over America to reach kids for Christ in public schools. My guest again today is my friend Travis Deans, who is the area coordinator with the National Network of Youth Ministry and the director of Teens for Christ on this edition of Teen Quest Live. Teen Quest is a youth mission located in Western Pennsylvania in the beautiful Laurel Highlands near Seven Springs Ski Resort. The Teen Quest Ranch hosts camps and events throughout the year. Fall and spring camps to snow camps and summer camps. We have events for all ages at the Teen Quest Ranch. Hey, go to our website for more information. teenquest.org. That's teenquest.org. Or call us at 1-800-288-TEEN or 1-800-288-8336. By the way, why not help us continue to reach kids for Christ by going to our website and donating, teenquest.org/donate. We thank you today for your prayers and your support. Well, on the phone today, again, I have Travis Deans, the director, the area coordinator, I should say, for the National Network of Youth Ministry and the director of Teens for Christ. Travis, it's good having you on the program again today. Uh-oh, now I have you on. Sorry about that. Are you there, Travis?
Yep.
Oh, right.
Hey, here. It's good to be here.
Hey, what's the greatest challenge facing teenagers today?
Sure. I would say there's two. One is that, you know, because of our technology today, you know, information is available in a moment's notice. And so I think COVID kind of prompted this, that, you know, any bad thing that's happening in the world, whether it's earthquakes in Turkey, school shootings, crime, just it's all available in a moment's notice. Like just the amount of overwhelming information that kids have access to, it creates anxiety. It creates a sense of, wow, the world is a really fragile and dangerous place. So a lot of kids are stressed out because the world today is, they know immediately as it happens, right, what a mess the world can be.
Well, you know, with our cell phones today too, I mean, kids have instant information, and they can look up something and it may not even be correct, but they can get instant answers on anything.
And right, and that kind of leads into the thing I think is the second biggest challenge, which is just confusion. Because there's so much information from so many different sources, it's really hard, even as adults, it's really hard to know what is true. And the confusion is so, it's so massive, it's so deep, that even things that, you know, that you and I would take for granted, like the concept of male and female, you know, it's a fluid and very confusing topic that, kids today just, you know, everything is so fluid. It just feels like there's not hardly any solid ground to stand on. And so we have a whole generation here of confused and anxious students that, you know, the world is just a crazy place for them.
So Travis, as a missionary to students and youth leaders and so forth, your goal is to, and you're doing it now, your goal is to connect these kids with youth pastors and maybe teachers and begin to teach them how to walk in their faith in their schools and trust Christ and so forth. Is that how it works?
Yeah, well, you know, there's in the middle of all this confusion that kids are experiencing and the anxiety, there is a spiritual hunger there. There is a desire to know what is true. What can I base my life on? What can I, where can I find some peace and some hope? And so there's a big spiritual hunger. And as I talk to youth pastors, as I talk to people in different kind of ministries, I mean, I'm hearing reports of, you know, clubs at schools, youth ministries at churches that are booming right now. And I think it's because kids are looking for something. They're trying to find something that help them make sense of the world. And so this is a great opportunity for people in ministry, for people in youth ministry and really any kind of ministry. It's an opportunity because people are hungry. They want to know what is true. And so,
you know, I always say where kids are looking for love in all the wrong places, but when they find the real truth, well, they hold on to this. Do kids like challenges?
Well, that's another thing about this generation. They do like a challenge. They like a challenge, and they want to feel like their lives have a purpose and meaning. That their lives have that their lives are accomplishing something. That's so we see a lot of, you know, the political activism. We see a lot of the ideological activism right now. But as Christians, that's another thing that we have to offer, because the gospel, the good news, and sharing that good news, the eternal nature of that, the eternal significance of that, is that's a way that this generation can make a gigantic difference in the world. And a lot of kids are embracing that. They're excited about the opportunity to share the good news with people. And as surprising as it is, we found students that, you know, they want to do that in their schools. They want to share Jesus in their schools, which is probably the most difficult environment to do so.
And I think you were telling me last time, I think I heard you say that there's about 100 schools in all of Western Pennsylvania that have some kind of a ministry to students. And there's 100 schools that do not. Is that true?
Yeah, that's our best guess right now. It's around that. There's a lot of great ministries out there, like Youth for Christ and Young Life and Fellowship of Christian Athletes and our ministry that are doing camp, you know, clubs in schools, but there's still quite a few that don't have anything going on that we know of. And so, yeah, we want to see churches reach those schools.
Okay, so I'm a parent right now. I say I'm a parent, and I have, I know of several kids that go to the local school, and I don't think there's anything going on in that local school. What could you tell me? What should I do? What's my next step? I really feel that we need to do something in that school, and what can I do?
Well, so I would do two things. Number one, I would ask your church to commit to praying for that school on a regular basis, and whether that's in a Sunday morning service or in a Sunday school or whatever the situation might be, ask your church to commit to praying for that school regularly, intentionally, and purposefully. The second thing, I just encourage them to do, and a little bit of a shameless plug here, but if they go to outreachclubs.com, we'd be glad to send them a free how-to guide, which helps students to start a ministry in their schools.
Outreachclubs.com.
Right. Yep. And we encourage students to, when they think of their school, there's a lot of things, you know, that come to mind, you know, tests and sports and academics and stress and drama and all of those things. We encourage students, when you think of your school, to think of it as if it's a 9-month mission trip.
Interesting.
That God is, it's an opportunity for God to use you. And it's September through May, right? It's 9 months of opportunities to share the gospel with people. And so so our Outreach Club's how-to guide helps students to think of it that way. And not only that, but to find others who can do that with them.
Wow, okay. So now I'm going to ask another question. You said there's about 100 schools in Western Pennsylvania that are, as far as you know, that are ministering to kids. Is it working? Is it working? Are we seeing results? Are we seeing things really happening in these 100 schools or whatever?
Yeah, well, you know, it's like the parable of the soils, right? Jesus said that, you know, the farmer scatters the seed. Some respond and it takes. Some respond and it doesn't. So there are kids who are definitely responding. getting involved in ministries. And there's ones that do not. We know that's going to happen. But as I've talked with youth pastors, I'm hearing youth ministries that are growing, that are getting larger. And I know of there's a Fellowship of Christian Athletes over in Ohio that has 400 middle school students involved in their campus club there. Mm. So there are places where kids are absolutely responding to the gospel and responding to the invitation to give their lives to Jesus, for sure.
And I would imagine there's a lot of kids, a lot of Christian kids in every high school, every public school, that could live out their faith if they could just get organized. And I imagine many of them are just because of peer pressure, just afraid to live out their faith, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. There's definitely, it is a challenge. I mean, it is for sure the hardest place to live out your faith. But what I have found and what I encourage parents and youth pastors is, if you encourage your Christian students to live for Christ in high school, they will be prepared to live for Christ anywhere, right?
Amen.
Yeah, if they can live for Christ in their high school years, whether they go to college, the workforce, the military, wherever they go in life, they will be well prepared because high school is the hardest test.
Now, if they can reach out to you, Travis, and they say they want to get something going, they reach out to you, kind of coordinate, you kind of help them organize and so forth. Is that correct? And give us that website again.
Sure. Yeah. So it's outreachclubs.com. And yeah, we have a how-to guide, which kind of just lays out how to start a campus ministry. But we meet with students and parents and youth leaders all the time to help them launch ministries in their schools. And it's not hard. It's actually pretty easy to do. There's just a few steps you have to take. It's legal. There's a law that allows students to form Christian clubs in high schools. And so we'd absolutely be happy to help any students out there that want to do something in their school.
Give me that website one more time.
Sure. It's outreachclubs.com.
How can we pray for you specifically and pray for the schools, the people that are actually working in the schools? Give us some ideas. What can we pray specifically?
Yeah. Well, I would just encourage everyone listening to pray for, number one, pray for the kids that you know. Maybe it's your grandchildren, your nieces, nephews, sons, daughters. Pray for those kids that you know that God would grab hold of their hearts, that God would create a spiritual hunger inside of them, that they would desire to know Jesus. All of us have some kind of connection to kids that are out there. And, I always encourage people, you go to a school on a Friday night in the fall, right, a football game, or you go to the spring musical. Yeah. School's the center of our communities. And so pray for the schools around you. When you drive by a school, pray for that school.
Travis, we're out of time here. I'm sorry to cut you out. We're out of time. But thank you so much for your time today, and God bless you. One more time, that website, people can get a hold of you.
Outreachclubs.com.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.